May be seated. I want to welcome you here to this special occasion for Laura Parker and Braden Romo. Laura trusted Christ as her Savior the Sunday after our fall revival in October of 2019. And so thankful to see Laura get her salvation nailed down. And then along comes Braden. And Braden trusted Christ as his Savior in March earlier this year after meeting Laura and beginning to attend here at Faith Baptist Church. The reason I mention their testimonies this morning is twofold. One, because Braden and Laura and even myself as their pastor would like to invite you to also have a testimony of knowing Christ as your Savior. The Bible says this in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And it's because of our sin that the condemnation of God abides upon us already. The Bible also says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." And that, of course, doesn't just mean physical death, but also a spiritual death in the lake of fire for all eternity. However, that verse goes on to say some very wonderful news. Because it says, "But the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ." because of our sin and the separation it brings between us and God, God in His great love sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for our sin, to be buried, and rise again the third day, offering us forgiveness and eternal life. Can't help but to think of the wonderful verse in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And in order for you and I to receive this gift, one must simply call upon the name of the Lord. It's as simple as the Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And certainly I'm thankful that it goes on to say in Romans 10, 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So no matter who you are or what you've done, you can receive this free gift. You can be saved and know Christ as your Savior, be forgiven, and have eternal life. Both Laura and Braden have received Christ as their Savior, and they invite you to as well. But the second reason I bring up their testimonies is because they desire to glorify their Savior through the institution of marriage and through this wedding ceremony today. So without further ado, I now ask this very important question. Who gives this bride in marriage?
I ask the Lord for someone, and I always knew that in God's time and in God's way, it would be someone like you.
All my hopes and all my dreams were suddenly fulfilled.
It's almost unbelievable. Our love was in His will. Only God could love you more. For He gave me this love I have for you. What a blessing to know He's your Lord. For only God could love you more than I do. I'm tempted to be saying that we met by chance, but God was there at every turn and in every circumstance.
To share this life God gave me seems such a fearful task.
But every moment we have shared is more than I could ask. Only God could love you more. For He gave me this love I have for you. What a blessing to know He's your Lord. For only God could love you more than I do. For only God could love you more than I do.
Ephesians 5:31 says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. The scriptures speak of the oneness that you two are to have after this wedding ceremony. The admonition to you, Laura, and to you, Braden, is to leave and cleave. That includes your house, your phone bills." All the parents said, "Amen." "You are to leave your parents and cleave together, creating a new family. And as you do, I want to challenge you in three areas as you take your vows together before God. First, I challenge you to be one in your commitment to God. As we have already discussed in our sessions together, you will not make it for a lifetime together unless you are both committed in like faith in Jesus Christ. Marriage is just as much a spiritual experience as it is a physical experience. The ultimate priority of each of you in your lives should be your walk with the Lord. So I challenge you to be one in your commitment together with God. Secondly, I challenge you to be one in your commitment to each other. The Bible points out, as already mentioned, the need to leave your parents and to cleave to one another. But there are also the enticements of this world that will try to interfere with your marriage, your vows, your promises, your commitment to one another. The sacred bond of marriage must be guarded and protected. Therefore, your commitment to one another, it needs to be both purposeful and sacrificial, putting the needs of one another above your own. And thirdly, I challenge you to be committed to your future together. Your future does not belong to you, but to Jesus Christ, because He is your Lord, He's your Savior. And I encourage you to allow Him to lead you throughout your life, your entire lives together. If commitment to His will for your future, if that's decided now, then you can be in His grace, have His blessings on your life and your marriage together. So, Laura and Braden, if you are ready to make these vows to God and to each other, then I want to ask that you would turn towards one another and that you would join hands together. All right? I'll keep it short. Braden, would you repeat these words after me? I, Braden. Take thee, Laura.
Take thee, Laura.
All right, you got to look at her. Don't look at me. You know? All right. To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poor.
For richer, for poor.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish till death do us part. And to you I pledge my faithfulness.
And to you I pledge my faithfulness.
Laura, would you repeat these words after me? Good job. You're already looking at him. That's good. I, Laura. Take thee, Braden.
Take thee, Braden.
To be my wedded husband.
To be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold from this day forward. For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poor.
For richer, for poor.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish till death do us part.
To love and to cherish till death do us part.
And to you I pledge my faithfulness. To symbolize your oneness as husband and wife coming together and committed unto the Lord. Laura and Braden, will you now pour the sand and express your unity to one another? Good job. You guys want to put it back? All right, at this time, if the best man, the maid of honor would present their rings to the bride and the groom. Braden, would you please take the ring and place it on the ring finger of Laura's left hand. And Laura, would you please take the ring and place it on the ring finger of Braden's left hand. As you've placed these rings on one another's fingers, I just want to remind you as to what these symbolize. As circles, these rings represent the vows that you have now made to one another and to our Lord. And just as they never end, your vows and your commitment to one another is also to never end. Laura, Braden, considering these promises that you have now made to one another, and the spiritual warfare that is in our world today and will most certainly come against you and this commitment that you've made, I want to pray with you and I want to ask God's grace and hedge about you as you begin this life together. I certainly want to ask your parents to continually pray for you, as well as those that are in the congregation today. So let's pray together, shall we? Heavenly Father, we do come before you this morning, and I'm thankful for this young couple. I'm thankful, Lord, that they have chosen to honor you and to glorify you in their courtship, as well as this ceremony. I'm thankful that they're your children, that they know you as Savior. And Heavenly Father, I want to ask you to put a hedge about Braden and about Laura from this day forward. As they come together as husband and wife, Lord, as you have been gracious to me and to my marriage and to my family, I want to ask that you would be gracious to them. I want to ask, Father, that you would help them as they go forward on their journey together, that they would keep you first and preeminent in their lives and in their marriage. They would be faithful in church. They would be involved in serving you and honoring you and glorifying you in their personal lives. And God, I want to pray, Father, that you would have your hand upon them and use them for your honor and for your glory. So, Lord, as their pastor, I commend them to you. And I ask, God, that you would put your hand upon them. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Braden and Laura, by the authority given to me by the Lord Jesus Christ as a pastor of one of his churches and as an ordained minister of the gospel, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Braden, you may kiss your bride. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege to introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. Braden Romo. Making their way out. The new couple will be out there to greet you as you head out the door there, and certainly want to invite you over to the E.J. Watson Gymnasium for a reception to follow. And so you are dismissed.